Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
John with Local Splash.
Hey, John, what are you doing?
Hey, Steven, what are you doing?
Hanging out, doing what I do.
I just had a missed call from you. I was on a call. I saw you left a voicemail. I didn't have a chance to read it. I just said call you right back.
Unacceptable. so I'm getting everything set up here. So far, I like what I like I'm seeing. I just don't. Man, you have to understand, I'm a little bit uneducated when it comes to certain types of things, but I'm a little educated when it comes to others. So you can know how to talk to me, I guess. I'll tell you a very short background.
Sure.
In my professional life, in my personal life, I've lived half my life in the city and half in the country, but I always worked with my hands. So running tractors and doing work outside and working on cars and manufacturing and fabricating things. It's always been just something that's been part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
In the professional world, I work at a car dealership. I started selling cars for 3 years. I was a finance director for 5 years, and I've been a sales manager / sales director for about, maybe 13 years. So I've spent an awful lot of time in the car business. The reason I even mention that is because dealing with search words, Google Analytics, cars.com, Auto Trader, all of them. You know, I'm familiar with the terminology and I'm familiar with the general understanding of, I guess, of how things work and I get it, but I've never done it for myself. I've always been reactionary, I guess you could say, as it pertains to the business that I've been in. You know, somebody mm-hmm. else is paying the bill. Somebody else is watching a website and all that. My job is I buy cars. I see them through the reconditioning process, and I get them ready for someone else to sell retail. And marketing those cars on websites is a big part of that. So with that said, all the tools have always been given to me, and I was simply trained how to use those tools, and here we are. This mm-hmm. is slightly different in that I am the business. I am footing the bill. The website is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's doing it but me, and there is no training to show me how to do that except for you. So,
well, you shouldn't have to do anything regarding the site. Are you saying this in response to those text messages that you received?
Not necessarily. I guess I wrote down, I looked at all that stuff, and I wrote down a bunch of notes that would kind of help me guide through all this and kind of broke everything down. So it's $2.99 a month on a month. At 4/27 to 5/27 or May 27th.
Correct.
The lady that I talked to on the interview process, she basically said, you really need to give this 30 to 45 days to see any real solid and what you're real happy to see about results. Full optimization, I think she called it.
Yeah. Having you up there is one thing. Making money off of it is another. So we always recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up with our services. But it's month to month.
Right.
So you're just going 1 month at a time. Most of our clients see return on investment actually within the first month, but we like to cover our bases. If we under-promise and over-deliver, then our chances of retaining you long-term are a lot better. So she's kind of programmed to word things very carefully and give us a little space and time and not give you anxiety or pressure. As far as, like, developing your site, we do all the legwork.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I was saying for your. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off again. I think there's a delay in the line.
There is a delay in the line. I'm sorry, I keep doing the same thing.
Okay, you go.
Well, she basically just creates a little bit of a cushion to make things comfortable, you know. And she said multiple times, and it's a word track. You can tell she's reading a lot of it, but she also knew stuff. So I wasn't unhappy with the call at all. But yeah, you could tell she used certain key words to make sure that y'all kind of cover your butts a bit. And that's part of it you really don't have to worry about with me is I'm a very logical and understanding person. This is not something that I flip on switch and my phone is ringing.
Right.
And So your job is just to get my phone to ring. Anything beyond that point is not your responsibility, nor can you control it. So I can't, like, man, I've had this for 2 months, and I've had 30 people I've talked to, but not one job. That's clearly me, not
right. You know? That's why Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you're going to get a certain amount of jobs from it. That's why we don't say, oh, yeah, you're going to get 20 calls. We guarantee you 20 jobs, you know, because the customers have the ability to call you. But I've noticed people have a lot better success with just having people call them directly and through our tracking system and what we see compared to, like, the stuff that you were using before with the Home Advisor by Angie's, where they're, you are paying for every lead and they're going, hey, we're definitely going to get you a phone number, but the phone number doesn't go anywhere. You still pay for it. You know?
Right.
Right.
Well, see, I just started with Angie's Home Advisor. My wife found that a couple of days ago, and we did, so we have had no results from it, but we're not even turned on yet. It just began.
Oh, wow.
So I'll get my
you compare the two, you'll be a lot happier with this. We're a premier Google partner, so anything that Google has access to, they would pull that. You know, obviously a position in an area has to open up, so it has to be industry and area specific. You have to meet those requirements first. Then they'll start looking at reviews, length of time in business, anything that you submitted online as far as background screening. They'll qualify you, and they'll put you on a qualified candidates list to be contacted about the placement. So that's actually how we found you.
Got it. So basically a list of people that kind of popped up as far as doing background, because they did a background check. So I get that. Okay.
Right.
So one of the things that I'm going to, this is not a big deal, the sending the pictures to you guys, that's not a big deal. Add logo slash to my Google business profile. So what does that mean? I got that one. That's one of the texts that I got, and it's one of the notes I wrote. How do I add local splash to my Google business profile?
So there should be a separate email. Let me pull it up. There will be a separate email. I don't know if they sent it out yet. I think that's more so letting you know when it comes in. Do you know how to log into your Google business profile or no?
I don't think so. The last text I just now got, I say just now, I don't know when, 4:05, so about 21 minutes ago, it says, if you, let's see, oh yeah, no, this is Steven, check out this, my site tutorial. So that's when so a lot of this is in its infant stages, you know, the website being created, the, one of my last questions is the local splash number, apparently the number specifically designated to where it routes to my business line, but.
Yeah, it's a tracking number.
Someone else will be dialing. I think that is still, that's yet to be created. I think I'm supposed to get a phone call.
Yeah. I think that's where, you're actually doing really well, Steve. Steven, sorry. I just want to let you know that. A lot of this stuff is like, trickled, I guess you could say. It's delegated. Yeah. Responsibilities for each thing are delegated to different departments, right? So, like, your PIN verification, for example, that's a separate department that communicates with Google. They send your PIN in the mail, right? Boom. Then there's a graphic design. They do your website. So that's a separate department. Still our company, but just kind of separate departments. So you're doing really well in the sense of, like, you're doing everything very quickly. Sometimes when I ask people, like, when I signed you up this morning, I go, okay, what's a good time to do your client interview? They go, tomorrow or next week. Or you go today. you go, matter of fact, call me back in an hour. Yeah, exactly. So we're like, okay, awesome. But we respond well to that. We're like, okay, this guy's getting ready to work. But at the same time, we do say, like, any revisions, try to give a full 24 hours. So if you read it, don't think, hey, oh, I need to get back to these guys in, like, the next 10 seconds or I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? That's not how it is. We always go, like, within a 24-hour period. So they're saying, hey, when we send you your username and password, allow 24 hours so that way we can create it, go through that department, send it out to you, and then you have access to it. Same thing with the GMB. They're letting you know, hey, boom, we sent you, we need you to give us access, sorry, or add us as manager to your GMB, but you probably won't even get that email until tomorrow morning with the code, and then it walks you through it step by step. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So you're doing great though. That just means you're very responsive, and those are the kind of business owners that have the success with it. You know, as you're staying on top of it.
Well, I hope so. You know, the only thing that's going to cause an issue is periodically I will not be able to be as responsive as I'd like to be because I do have a career that I am. The reason I'm doing this, John, is I'm trying to shift from my career to making this my career because You know, I've been in that business for so long, and I like it, and I know it front to back, but I'm there most of the time. I want to spend time with my wife and be out here on my land and stuff like that. If I had a little bit more freedom with the way that I can, honey.
I can relate to that.
Transfer is going to be tough, but I'm working.
Yeah. The thing is that you're going to have to juggle the two of them, you know, this and the business, and then obviously the day job to keep your bills paid. You know, you're going to have to juggle them for a period here. Maybe a month, 2 month period until we can get maybe even three realistically, because we want to get you a consistent pipeline of business that you could rely on before you go cutting ties. I appreciate you expressing that and letting us know that. Oh, sorry. Yes, go ahead.
No. Here we go with that delay again. It's cool. Truth be told, to cut ties, I'm probably 2-3 years away from being able to do that because of the amount of work that I'm going to be able to accomplish on my off days is not going to be enough to offset income until I pay off debt. So as I start getting these leads as they come in and these opportunities and then going and doing the estimates and then winning the bid and then going and performing the work and then saving that money and using it to pay things off and then start over again and over until that budget is, it's going to take me some time.
Again, you're assuring me that you're going to do great, though. You have an understanding that, you know, businesses aren't a flip of the switch thing. They're awesome. They're great to have. They also, more money, more problems, right? But it's not going to happen overnight. You know, God didn't create the heavens and the earth overnight. But it is 100% worth having the business. Same thing with the advertisement. You know, the more we establish you online, the more that pipeline will build. I guess the point that I was trying to make, though, is that you'll see your business progress from a gaining customers perspective a lot faster with our services than if you didn't have them. Does that make sense?
I would agree with that 100%. My wife and I were walking around out here a couple of days ago, and this is right when we had signed with Home Advisor. So this is maybe 3 days ago. And I said, this Home Advisor thing is great. She found it, and I'm glad because she's taking ownership of the business too, and she's getting after it and getting started. So I absolutely am embracing whatever she brings my way. And I said, but I just, the other things I want people to be kind of like I am. And what I want to be able to access people like me. And those people are like, dang, man, I'm tired of this freaking pool of water in my yard. I wish I knew how to do this, you know, and then they Google.
Yeah.
Drainage repair, and then how does my name show up when they do that? And I just don't know. I said, I don't know how the hell to do that.
Thanks for calling, Steven.
Hey, this is John at Local Splash. Here's what I can do. I was like, God.
Oh, it was like right on time. You were like, God? God, you can hear me.
That's the way I've always viewed these types of things. God has the ability. He'll close doors that nobody can close and open doors. You know, it's one of those things, brother. where I've always looked at it and said, you know what, when I say if it's easy, I'm going to do it, that's not what I mean, because I'll bust my butt and have no problem busting my butt. But what I mean is if it's easy, if it like starts to come to me, and this is, I'm going to pursue this business. I need to figure out how I can make money with these machines that I have and do this and do this. This, but I just don't know how to get my name out there. And then literally 3 days later, my phone's ringing and say, hey, this is how we get help. This is how we get your phone ringing. Let me help you do it. Oh, by the way, it's $299. I'm like, you know, I think to myself, that ain't bad. I'll pay $299.
$10 a day. Yeah, I mean, that's a killer deal. You know, we usually charge actually double that, though. It's not the normal rate, but you can thank Tara for that one, my rep that you spoke with beforehand, because you've been heard. That's the thing. A lot of guys that come in, they go, hey, how much is it? All right, boom. They don't, you do a good job of communicating. Hey, this is my situation. This is what I got going on. I just started this, you know. I need it to be, and you explaining that is what makes us go, oh, okay, let's see what we could do for this guy to get it going, and, you know. So just your personality alone and talking to you and having the faith, that's always a great thing on my part. I love that, especially being named John. But the fact that you understand, you know, what we're bringing to the table for your business and that you're responsive and communicative on what you need in order to make it work, you know, I have full confidence that you're going to be successful with it. More so than some of my other clients. There's a lot of guys that I have to actually poke them and rather than them being proactive and being like, hey what's going on? Yeah. Right. Sometimes it's like, we already sent the email, we've already texted them, we've already called them four times, and I'm like, all right, now I got to jump on here, and I'll call them back to back, you know, and I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? Oh, this, you know. Well, we're over here ready to launch. We just need your approval on this listing. Is it good? You like it? Okay, bam, post it. All right, have a great day. See you next time. So there's other guys, too, that I've worked with for years where it's like, you know, in the beginning, I talked to them a lot, and then, you know, I've been here 10 years. You know, I have some guys I worked with 8, 9 years, and they're like, I don't hear from them for 6 months, 7 months.
Right.
You know what I mean? So some of them, it's like once you get it up and running and they start making money and everything's working, they just kind of, you know, I just let them do their thing. But it's good to be proactive because, you know, if you notice, hey, maybe this will work better than what we're doing here, and you want to recommend that switch or you need that switch, you know, you just give us a call. We're always here to assist you. If it's not me, there's a 24/7 customer service available to you too. And, you know, we'll make sure that everything goes accordingly. But to answer your questions, like as far as the site, don't stress yourself out about it. All they're letting you know is that, you know, we're going to build the site for you. We will need your input on it though. You know, it represents your business. Same thing with, what was it that we were talking about? Adding us as manager to the Google business profile. They don't rush onto that like same day. They'll send you the email with the login credentials. If you don't know how to log into your Google business profile, they'll show you how to do it and how to add us as manager at that time. So you could just request help with it if you need be. But let us send that over to you first with the directions on it. And then if you're having trouble with the directions, then obviously give us a call. I'll have a live rep available to you that'll walk you through how to do that. So we'll make sure you get through it. I have guys that are like 80 years old that we do this, you know, like we found them when they already had the roofing company for like 50 years, but they want to market on Google. You know, they're like, all these young guys are stealing all my business because I'm not on Google. Sign me up. And it's like, okay. And then they have no idea what to do, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But we make it work.
Instead of a calculator.
Yeah. Like the yellow pages isn't working anymore.
Hey, I have phone books. How do I use them? Another question. On the Facebook thing, my wife and I are not on social media at all. We had Facebook years ago, but we shared that stuff 4 or 5 years ago, and I have not been on any kind of social media in years. But the lady talking to said, yeah, you kind of need to have that. You know, it's a big piece of what it is that we do. So.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on that are to have a business Facebook account, and then that's how I'm going to incorporate my kids into the business. I have one that's in Lubbock, one that's in Lubbock at Texas Tech. She'll be coming home in a few months, so she can start right away. I got another daughter who lives in Plano, and I've got my son who's 16, and he actually helps me outside. He's taller than I am, stronger than I am, bigger than I am.
It's crazy how that happens, huh? I got a 5-year-old that's about as big as his mother already, and then my youngest is about to be 2 tomorrow.
Man, that's all right. Yeah, well, my birthday's today, so he's in the right time of the year and month. He's awesome.
Oh, nice.
that's
awesome.
With the three kids, I'm thinking, because they're all on social media, so what I'm thinking is, my question is, do you guys create the Facebook account, or do I need to have it already created and then simply share the URL?
No, we create it. We build it for you. I included that in your package. That's why you have our platinum bundle. So like your website, your Google listing, Bing listing, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages. I covered all the bases with the exception of what you already had. So that way you wouldn't have 100 different bills floating around or have 10 different customer service numbers that you need to dial to manage your business's online profile. We bundled it all into one package. So we build that for you. We create it, we host it, we maintain it, we do a biweekly posting. It's just before the postings are submitted, we get your approval on it. And then if people want to add and follow it, it's a Facebook business page. It's not like a personal page. It's different. Follow it.
Would I be able to get my kids to download the Facebook app on their phone and then all three of them from three separate locations be able to log on and manage it?
Well, I mean,
because my plan was, if we don't get Facebook or do any of that crap, what I'll do is I'll just go out, do my thing. My wife will take before pictures and after pictures.
Well, the thing is, so Google has these IP addresses where they can see, like, where you're searching from, right? And then there's a security hooked up to your Facebook page. It's hooked up to all of them. Okay, somebody steals, gets your login information or tries to hack it, and then they log in, and then it sends you an email notification going, hey, you're logged into this. Is this you? And you got to accept it. So it's like if they start logging into it from different areas, you're going to have like getting emails all the time going, hey, is this you? Is this you? Is this okay? Is this okay? And you got to keep accepting all of them. You know what I mean? To verify the security of the account. So usually you only have one person that logs into it, and then you have one person that maintains it. It's a lot different than the traditional personal profiles. It's an actual business profile. So what they could do is they could like follow it, and then if they post from their own Facebook page and they tag your business in it, like, oh, this job was completed by such and such at this time, and they put a little picture in there, it'll still show up on your business's page. It has like a collective of all information that has to do with your business, even if it's submitted from another person's personal profile. Does that make sense?
It does. All right.
Hard to explain.
No. I followed you 100%.
Okay.
So
good.
Then what I'm going to have to do, I just have to figure out what I was going to do, because my plan was.
Well, we can give them the login information. That's fine. But we usually do the biweekly postings for you. We run the ads for you. We definitely would want a heads up before they did anything major to it or made any modifications to it. So that way there's no discrepancies.
Yeah, all they would do is I would text the kids, one of the kids' pictures, and say, put this on the Facebook. This is the beginning of the before and after.
So what I did, sorry, the delay there. I hate doing that. I'm sorry. Okay, so when I signed you up, I sent a text over, and I'm actually seeing now that it didn't even go through. There was a few texts when I signed you up that are giving me a red notification here, and I don't know if it was because of the phone number. Or what? You have two phone numbers on the account? No, it's the same. Everything's going through this 447. But you responded to some of them, even though it's saying it didn't go through.
My wife is has the same Google Voice number and all that stuff downloaded. She sees them and reads them and responds, and sometimes I do. But I have
got it.
Messages.
Okay. So you were saying, hey, you were gonna send, yeah, the photos at localsplash.com. So you were saying you were gonna send these photos to your kids to post. You just send them to that email address, and we post them for you, like the pictures and stuff.
Got it.
Yeah. And same thing with like your Google business profile, your .com website. You know, we want to have you send in all photos, logo, everything you have to that email. And as you get new ones, keep sending them to that email. And we have a pipeline of it. We have proof to show Google, hey, he sent us these, so we got permissions to use them, just to cover our own backside. And then, yeah, and then we go ahead and post them. Now, obviously, we get your approval before they're posted, so we'll create the listing, put the picture on there, send it over to you. You'll get a notification, hey, can you look at this? You know, you click on it, okay, it looks good, go ahead and post it, and then they post it and keep running the ad. Kind of the general process of it. So they do all the creation. We just touch base with you to get your go ahead on it.
Perfect.
Make sense?
Yeah, my only plan really with the kids was to have them all have the ability to see anybody that messaged us to say, hey, can you guys come take a look or whatever? And then whichever kid called me and told me about it, I was going to pay them 10% of whatever the job creates. But they would all three have to be up at the same time.
I mean, you've already been feeding them their whole life, so. But there's also a tool for that, too. It's your account dashboard and tracking system. You'll notice when you signed your agreement earlier today that it sent you to a page for a username and a password right away.
Yes, and we have not created.
Right, because they're going to send you an email within 24 hours with a link. It'll have a YouTube video that shows you how to use it, and then it has a link where you could download it to your phone. And so even if you're missing phone calls from Facebook or Google, it'll still save the information, and that way you and your missus can both monitor that And that way you could go in there and still call those people back. You're not missing any of those opportunities. So you don't have to have the kids there to dispatch it or post the photos. You send the photos to that email, and then the tracking system will help you pipeline those calls and notify you when you have leads.
Well, perfect. I was able to text my wife and get her out here so she could join the last part of this call.
Okay.
Short version. This is John. Mm-hmm. He's the one that closed me.
it's factual.
It is. So basically they have a system set up where they have a bunch of people that get leads for like businesses like us, not leads that they give us. They get leads and they call the businesses and say, would you be interested? And if they got somebody on the hook that sounds like they're interested, they transfer it to their closer, John. And John says, okay, this is what we have. This is what I can do for you, yes or no. He fear of losses you, and I said yes, and pays. I'm just kidding. I was kidding.
Oh, man. So, genius
no,
IQ
no,
level. Genius IQ. Your awareness is amazing, though. Go ahead.
Amazing. I love it. Okay. But, great. Sales my whole life, John, my entire life, and I've trained people to be as good as you or better, and I haven't had anyone yet. Are you
there's a lot of similarities between us. I understand why we got along. I could tell.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, but here's the big plus. I'm watching. Here's the big plus is we have a – over here, honey. Got somebody driving by, and I guess they're looking for something, and – my wife is a hawk, man. If somebody drives by, she's like, why are they driving so slow? They're looking over you. Man, she's a watchdog, man. Awesome.
Hey, I'm a Christian, but I'm pro Second Amendment at the same time, you know? I'll arrange the meeting.
What is it? Forget between you, them and God, my job's to arrange the meeting.
That's so, right.
okay, so basically, honey, so basically is he's super educated on the product itself and the process and how it works, and that's what we're going over is the process and the product. So at this moment, basically what they're doing is they're creating the website, they're creating the Facebook account, they're creating a Bing set, creating the Yelp account, all the things that are going to be managed by them. They're going to manage it. And the word optimization portion of it, all the words, I sent those to you and Dad so y'all could see them. Those are an example. And if we want to adjust, oh, by the way, that's another thing. There was one of the words to get into the tech stream that shows that. Here it is. Local Splash. If you can find this.
Yeah, I got
message,
it.
Okay.
We have determined your keywords to be excavation contractor, excavation services, site clearing, demolition service.
Right.
Okay.
So when you get down, I have two questions, very important. First one is the easy one. If you get down where it says rush clearing, brush cutters, grade stick, that needs to be brush clearing, not rush clearing.
Oh, what the heck? Yeah, it looks like a typo from my representative. I got you. I'll change it out right now. Good
no
catch.
Big deal.
Wow.
And then the one is demolition services. Define demolition services, because when I think demolition, I'm thinking explosives and pulling down buildings.
Well, yes and no. I mean, there to a degree. You know, if you get out there and it finds like, hey, I need to actually remove this in order to conduct the excavation job, then obviously that would be something that you could do, right? Like, hey, I need to knock this down. Or let's say, for example, there's a shed in the way, right? And it's like, okay, I don't want the shed anywhere. Tear it down. Yeah, like that. It's not saying it's a primary service, like you're going to go out there with dynamite and go, you know, blow down a whole building for people and then do post-construction cleanup or things like that. But it could be in that sense of post-construction cleanup once it's already blown up. if they need a contractor for that.
I just don't have the dynamite on hand. I mean, I do, but I don't want to know. Just kidding. A
couple hand grenades. Boom.
Handles.
Right. Okay. No. It's just more of a, it's saying, hey, this is something that you provide. We could always swap that out though. Like if you find like you're getting calls from people and they are asking you to provide that type of service and you're like, hey, you know, I don't want these kind of phone calls anymore.
Yeah.
That's definitely something you would let us know and we could swap out your keywords at any time.
All right. Got it. And yep. All this other stuff that I need to send. Just anything and everything that I need to send, whether it be photos or a copy of my EIN, because to verify the Google Business Profile, I'm supposed to send over, business
yep.
license, card, or tax information or something like that. So I'll
Correct.
Send over my business license, whatever it is that shows my EIN on it. But
yep.
here's a question that I asked. This is something that came up with the lady that I talked to. She said that whenever she put in the address for the business, that Dealtown LLC came up, and she wanted to know if I was associated with that, being that I was Dealtown Groundwork. Dealtown LLC is an LLC that I created about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago or so, because I'm going to be doing stuff in the future on the automotive side of things. So I'm getting my dealer's license so I can wholesale cars once I retire from the car business. I can still do multiple things, right?
Right.
So Dealtown LLC, it's not related or linked in any way to the automotive industry yet, I don't think. I don't have a dealer's license yet, for example. But how do I link on Google's, like if somebody searches the Google, I think most of the time it would be okay. If somebody Googled the address or Googled Dealtown, then Dealtown LLC and Dealtown Groundwork will both come up. Because Dealtown
no.
LLC.
No. That's a big no-no. Big no-no.
Okay,
so anything that has to do with your name, address, and phone number, NAP, that's a big term here, NAP, name, address, and phone number.
Address phone number, okay.
Name, address, phone number. They have to match up. If there's another entity out there, even if it's Dealtown LLC rather than Dealtown Groundwork, and they're trying to submit a business profile under the same number or same address, it's going to suspend your listing until we verify what's going on. Now, even when we verify, Google's going to say, no, they need to switch this address and this phone number. They have to be separate. And that's why they have a Google Voice number. So you can have a separate number showing on the Google listing, still forwarding to the same phone line. That's something that we could do for you. But then the address would have to be separate. And then what we could do is we could hide the address online, even if it is separate. So that way one listing is displaying your county road address. The other one won't have an address displayed. So I'm imagining Groundwork would have the one hidden. And if you were actually going to sell cars, then there's going to be a location where people can actually drive up and view the vehicle. Then you would want to have that address displayed, if that makes sense. So your PIN verification, there would be an issue with that. We would have to you'd have to contact us and let us know so that way it's not causing those discrepancies.
So what do I need to do right now to prevent any issues? Since the
right now you're fine.
Side is not running.
Yeah, right now you're fine. It's not up and running. It's not an issue. When it is up and running,
okay.
Place that phone call to me.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to search Dealtown right now and just see what shows up. But I'm not,
okay.
This isn't Google. But I type in Dealtown on my map. What is this map, baby? Which one is this? It's just the Apple, the iPhone map. So,
yep.
Most
of them have Google as the default.
Okay. I type in Dealtown and it pulls up nothing else. It doesn't say LLC or anything. All it says right now on the maps is Dealtown. And it gives breadth of 8605.
Right.
Well, that's good so far. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what you submitted with us today.
That
Google thing.
That's correct.
Yeah, the 8615. Yeah, we still got to swap out the phone number for the 469.
Yeah, it's the 8605 is the business address.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, yeah. You know what? I remember adding that, but for some reason on your listing, it's saying 05. Or
15,
I'm sorry. No, 05 is correct. But I'm saying, I'm looking at it right now. I know when I talked to you, I switched it, and I verified it as 05. And then for some reason, right now, I don't know if one of my reps did this and switched it back. Maybe they found other listings with the 15 and thought it was a discrepancy and just changed it without verifying. I should put in the notes here that that's actually how it's supposed to be. So I'm going to swap it back.
Before you put that note, the lady that I talked to on the phone switched it back because I am not guaranteed to receive money at 8605 because that is a new address. I just added it. I've never received mail at that.
Okay, so we need to leave it 15.
Yes, for the sake of receiving.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to switch it back again. Give me 1 second. Let me go back. I'm over here talking and doing at the same time. Okay, there you go. All right. Complete. And then the phone number won't switch until you get that verification in the letter, in the mail.
Got it. And it's and then, what is and it then now?
Right now it's 806-676-0905.
Okay. And that we can't switch that yet until I get that card.
Well, no, I've already submitted it. I've already submitted it to be switched, but they want to verify your listing and your business and then they'll switch it. The address,
okay.
They could swap out because that's where we have to send the postcard in the first place. But you can't just switch the number or switch the business name. The business name is showing as Dealtown LLC. We need to verify, and then we can make it say Dealtown Groundwork.
Love it. Okay,
gotcha.
Perfect. So
yeah.
Website, PayPal, I'm going to do that. Keywords, already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Send local splash front and back a business card, name, address, phone number, send a logo,
mm-hmm.
copy a CIN to verify this, new
mm-hmm.
sign for the building, I got to change the sign, local splash number for return on investment research, what's the number, don't know that yet, it's coming. Okay, I think that's it, John.
Yep, that's it. And everything is step by step. Like I said, it kind of trickles through and we walk you through it. So as each one of these things gets brought to our attention, you know, we'll touch base and then walk you through it if you haven't already communicated with us. But you're doing great so far as being very proactive with it. Like I said, sometimes I sign these guys up, I don't hear from them for a week or two, and then I'm calling them going, where's your PIN? Where's your PIN? It's in the mail. So, dude, you're doing awesome. I'm looking forward to working with you. And if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just give us a ring, okay?
All right. That sounds great. Thank you, John. Oh,
you're very welcome.
Hi, John.
That's my wife. She's been listening.
Hi. What's your name? I can add you to this in case I get a call from you or I call you and then make sure I'm addressing you properly. Mrs. Christian is always a great way to be approached, so I –
I was just telling her about the delay in the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here she is.
My name?
Mm-hmm.
Zahaira. It's YAHAIRA.
YAHAIRA. Oh, you sound Latina.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Mi esposa es salvadoreña.
Oh.
Yeah, my wife.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife's from El Salvador.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My wife's from Puerto Rico.
Oh, nice. Yeah, my kids are bilingual. So in Puerto Rico, I say boricua. Borica. That's awesome. I like that. No, we see, this is what I'm saying. Me and you have very similar things going on, Steven.
Sure. Yes, we do.
I was like, I know, I like this guy. I knew it right away. I was like, everything's very, very similar. Yeah, my kids are bilingual as well.
Yeah, ours are not really, but, you know, they try to.
Well, I should say my oldest is, my youngest isn't. He's barely going to be two tomorrow, but he's only responding to English. But my five-year-old does. He speaks Spanish pretty well.
Nice. Yeah. So it's a very valuable thing. Very nice
yeah.
to talk to you, John. I look
absolutely.
Forward to the future conversations that we have.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to helping your business grow. Like I said, if there's anything you need or you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, just give us a shout, okay?
You got it. Thanks, John.
All right,
talk to you later.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.